Mobile.
4CEF Mobile.
Morning, KK4POT. How you doing?
Nice. How was your holiday weekend? Or holiday... Dang, I don't even sure what it all would be called. How was your holidays?
Real good. They were enjoyable. Always too short, but yeah, we had a nice relaxing time. How about you?
Good up until last night. I ended up going to the ER. Just had a little, chest was hurting, a little heart palpitation. After they checked me out and everything, they act like it wasn't a big deal.
And, wow. Well, you know, I guess I'm glad that they didn't find anything, but at the same time, you think you kind of want them to figure out exactly what happened. Man, I'm glad to hear you're doing all right.
It's one of them things where it's like, well, I didn't get any bad news, but I really didn't get much news at all. So, you know, it is what it is. I guess I'll cut out my coffee in the morning, go with decaf, and we'll see what happens.
When did all that start? Just kind of come on sudden last night, or were you having trouble like all day yesterday?
And I felt like a flutter or skip or whatever you want to call it. You know, I felt that for a couple weeks, but I don't know. The chest just felt like it's just congested, but it was all in the top, which is totally opposite of COVID. But I don't know. It just, after finally trying to call and make a doctor's appointment, they're like, no, you need to go to the ER. So that's what I did.
Well, yeah, hopefully it'll just continue to be nothing, just a little... A little episode there, but man, yeah, hopefully that doesn't translate into nothing else.
Just give me something to work on. So how was your New Year's?
Hey, again, no biggie, you know, didn't really do much, a whole lot of much of nothing. Did go see my brother-in-law for just a short little period of time, but you know, nothing real spectacular, just kind of kept it low-key, which was actually nice, you know. Everything was all kind of screwed up this year, obviously, but I was telling somebody yesterday, it was actually kind of nice to not be rushing around doing, you know, 100,000 different things and trying to squeeze everything into a short time period where we got to just hang out at the house as a family and not have to go running around. So it was actually nice and quiet, so it was enjoyable.
I like to do it, just sit back and relax and try not to plan a whole lot of anything out. I was really hoping to see some snow close by, but then none ever got close enough to really drive to.
That, I guess we got a little chance, what, later on this week. I don't think it's supposed to be much of nothing if it comes our way, but, you know, hey, we'll take a little bit of something.
I know. I just want one decent one. That way I get out in the yard and play with the kids for a little bit.
Kids have been asking since, like, you know, August, you know, when's it going to snow again? So they're ready. They're ready for a little bit, but, yeah, I don't think this week's going to be enough for them, but, at least if we can get them a little bit of something, that'll be good. But we'll see. How's that Raspberry Pi working out for you?
Good. I got everything set up. Now I got to pull the trigger on something else. I keep telling the wife I got to slim down my whole pack. So I want to get the weight down. Looks like that Zygo is still on sale. And it's funny because I put it in my cart at four, whatever it is, whatever the price is. And then they sent me another link and dropped it another, like, $30. It was like $409 in my cart whenever I used the email link.
Oh, man. And that's with all that other stuff.
Jump on that while that's still valid. So I checked it last night. It was still down. So I'm going to try that email link in the next day or two and try to go ahead and get all that ordered, because that'll slim me down from about 6, almost 7 pounds for the radio down to that one, which is right at 2.
Light. Man, that'll be cool. Yeah, that'll make a great little setup for you.
They moved my 7100 into my, you know, 2-meter slot, and it covers, you know, all the other HF bands, so I actually have another decent setup for that. Cause that's one I like about the ICOMs there. That single cable as your CIV and the sound card, it's so much easier.
That is nice. There's no doubt about that. Now, did you have another HF rig at the house?
300, and then my original radio was a 71, and when I upgraded it to the 73, that's whenever I put that in my mobile spot and started coming up with my little backpack.
I gotcha. Yeah, that 7300, that's a sweet setup. I'd like to get one of those at some point, but that's a nice rig.
The only thing that I wish it had was like an external monitor output. I think that would be phenomenal, because H Ham Radio Deluxe software doesn't have a pan adapter or anything that you can show what it does, but it's horribly tiny. Or you could use the N1MM so you can see like a spectrum display.
Gotcha. I thought the 7300 had a decent little size screen on it. Is it? I've never actually played with one in person. I've just seen pictures, so I must be getting the proportion of the entire radio off. Is it a relatively small radio?
The size just depends, like, where I keep my radio is not far from my couch. So sometimes I want to sit on the couch and do JS8 or whatever, but I can't see the screen from that far off, so it'd just be nice to have it on a bigger monitor setup. Not really needed, just, you know, one of the things I'd like to have.
Gotcha, I gotcha. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That'll be neat, though, man, especially if you can slim it down by that much on that pack. That's going to save you a ton of weight.
I think change the coax out. I can hopefully go from, because I think I've got LMR 400 in my backpack. I'll slim that down to the whatever else I got. It's real small, so I think it'll be a lot better.
That's some big stuff for a backpack, for sure. You could definitely slim down a little bit on that.
Yeah, it's possible, because right now it's like carrying a couple cinder blocks in a backpack is what it feels like.
Bad at all. That should be a major improvement for you. You'll have the one downside of going to multiple cables on the radio, but if it's just temporary, operations and stuff, that's not a big deal. You can get past that, I guess, pretty easy. But I'm rolling up, so let me hop out of here and get this day going. I hope you have a fantastic one today. Stay safe, and hopefully we'll be able to catch back up with you in the morning. So 7-3s to you, Andrew. KK4 POT.
2-7-3s to you. Glad to be back on the radio talking to you in the morning. So we'll catch you over tomorrow morning. KO4 CF, and I'll be clear.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I was on the way to work. Finally getting back into the swing of things.
And what I do, I never got out of the swing. That's all I do is swing. Swing one this way, swing one that way.
I definitely won't complain about it. I'm kind of glad to be getting back into a routine, but I definitely enjoyed my time off. How was your holiday weekends or Christmas and New Year's?
Can't complain. Their kids and grandkids got what they wanted, and that's all that matters.
As long as you get the kids what they want, and they enjoy the holidays.
My belly up, so by the end of Christmas Day, I did look like Santa Claus.
Yeah, dang, I told my wife, I said, we got so much junk food and sweets and everything in the house, so it's time to cut all that out.
Many sweets before that smoked ham. My oldest boy got a smoker for Christmas, and he popped that thing down in there and smoked it. You talking about something good. I think I ate more of it than I did anything else.
Hello, putting a my smoker and using that. How do you do it? Did he do like a honey based or did he do like a mustard based?
Put anything on it. He got what they call a barrel smoker, and all you do is set your fire and put it down in there and put the lid on it. You don't have to worry about setting nothing. Neat little old thing.
Interesting. I think I've seen that before, but yeah, I got one of them pellet smokers. That was my recent thing. Only thing I don't like about it is I ain't got to babysit it, but man, I did a ham in it. I put me some mustard on the outside of it. God, it's so good.
Not much of a fan of mustard now. Now, honey glaze, me and you will talk about it, but I don't want no, I ain't all that crazy about mustard.
And that, I'm not a big fan of honey, but man, everybody's got their choice. But I like a good, you know, ham. I like it good and salty. I'm not much for sweet, but I mean, whatever works. That's what it is. That's what it all boils down to.
Right. If you ever get a real bad cut and it gets infected, put you some honey on it and wrap it up. Honey is a natural antibiotic.
Good things about honey, even good for like allergies and stuff. If you buy it local. Because, I mean, all the bees and whatnot are using, I guess, locally sourced pollen.
What I've been told, I've been very fortunate. I've never had any allergies, so I never had to put that to the test.
Yeah, we tried it with my youngest son when he was small, but it's, you know, it's not always easy to find local honey, so I don't think it has the same effect if you buy it from the grocery store.
You need local honey, and if you ever need any, let me know. My daughter-in-law knows a beekeeper. Won't have no problem getting any.
People around that still do it. I don't think there's as many as there used to be, but one of my boss men, he used to have a honeybee farm. I think he just did it for a hobby, but I mean, he used to do that, and he enjoyed that.
But I don't like getting stung.
I know one thing. Man, honey tastes good, but I've never really found like a lot of stuff that I want to try it on. I think that's where I struggle. Like, what uses people use it for?
KN4TFW.
Good morning, young man.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I use it in my coffee when I got a sore throat.
They're sweetening it up pretty good.
Use it as a substitute for sugar in recipes, and that way, you know, you can make it a little bit more sugar-free.
Yeah, and that's what I've always struggled with. Like, man, honey's good. I mean, it tastes good, but, you know, besides taking like a spoonful of it, I just don't know what to use it in. I hate to run, but I need to run on in the plane. I just pulled the parking lot. 7-3s to both of you. Hopefully we'll catch you on some other mornings. Now that I get back into the swing of things. Y'all have a good one. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
7-3.
7-3, Andrew. Try to catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
I forgot to tell him about that Ferguson guy.
And you told me to remind you.
Catch you tomorrow, maybe, I hope.
Was he 7188?
Affirmative.
Get me a little beehive and seeing what I could do. There ain't hardly any honeybees around my house, though.
I'm here lately. Honeybees been dying out from some type of blight that gets on them.
You're looking at those solitary bees, like those mason bees and leafcutter bees.
Hey, Will. Who are you talking about? But when you start talking about keeping bees and all that stuff, I'll just sit on the bench.
I've just been looking online and people asking questions and that to see if I want to. I ain't so much as the honey as it is to, you know, help pollinate some stuff around the house and everything.
Springtime when our garden, when I was growing up, was blooming. They was bumblebees and hornets and honeybees and everything you could think of playing with them blooms.
Last year I seen 500 or 600 honeybees, and that's about it.
Hadn't seen one in probably 5 years or more.
There's a bit of heat rolling in the truck this morning.
Hey, Friday. I got heat rolling in mine. Friday night's when we're really going to need it, because I think it's supposed to get out in like 29.
Yeah, S word for Friday and Monday.
They're done.
And maybe more Monday than Friday, but Friday there's a chance. They're kind of watching it. It just depends on the track a little bit lower, and we'll get it. Probably be late on Saturday. They're talking about like 5 inches just in Hendersonville.
Get it at all.
You know, they're talking about maybe a dusting or some flurries all day and then on Friday. But they don't know for sure yet. Still a little bit early.
Bet. I got a phone call coming in. 7:30.
7:30, Ed. I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.